for in an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. Our Lord here in this gospel passage is alluding to what he's about to describe in much more detail. He's alluding to the final judgment. Well, actually, even more, he's alluding here to what will occur at our death, when we will see the first judgment. But you see, at that moment, which we don't know when it will come, none of us knows, or to very few is it revealed, the precise day and hour of death. We don't know, and it can come at any moment. And so our Lord is telling us we must be prepared. Because we don't know precisely when he will come. And at the hour of our death, our eternity is fixed and we can't change it. Here in this life, so long as we live, we are determining what our eternity will be. And we can merit. We can achieve an even higher place. Not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones as well. But once this life comes to an end, we can't change anything. Then it's fixed. So we have to be prepared now. That's what God, our Lord, is telling us. We cannot be loose, which is what he's referring to with the beating of the servants, etc. And that wicked servant who doesn't care, doesn't pay any attention, and goes on ahead and commits all of his sins. And then what happens? The time comes. And then it's too late. See, we have to be prepared now. We have to be seeking the truth now and following it. And there's the perhaps main characteristic of the life of the saint we celebrate today, actually one of the church's greatest doctors, the bishop, Saint Augustine, and one of the church's greatest theologians. He did at least sincerely seek the truth throughout all of his life, but it took him some time to find it. He was a teacher of rhetoric, one who works with words and argues. You have to seek the truth, try to reason out the truth. And he did. He made many mistakes following it, trying. He tried different philosophies and didn't find it, and couldn't find it. Finally, he found the truth in the Catholic faith. He found the truth, but he said, wait a minute. He also had another problem. He was caught in a particular sin. The general term for it is called lust. He had a mistress. And then when she died, he got a second one. He also had a son out of wedlock from the first one. So he just still wasn't ready. His saintly mother, whom we celebrated yesterday, sought his conversion for 32 years it took. The age of 32, finally. In a place far away from their home. They were from Northern Africa. They were now in Milan, in Italy. And she took him, she got him at least to see the saintly, another saint yet, St. Ambrose, who was the Bishop of Milan. And it was while he was there, finally, he'd already come to the realization intellectually that the Catholic faith was the true faith. But he just wasn't ready to make that complete conversion. Till finally, while he was at the house where they were staying, he heard a voice calling him out to the garden, and he heard it while he was walking in the garden. He heard a voice saying, pick up and read. And it was the scriptures. It was from first from St. Paul of the Roman to the Romans. But he read the verse. I can't remember exactly what it was. And at that moment, grace finally clicked with him. And he made not just a conversion, but a complete, total conversion. Completely gave himself back to God, completely gave himself to whatever God will. Not only himself, but his son and another friend who was staying with him. They were all baptized. And just a few days later, his mother would tell her son, "What more do I have to stay here on earth for? The one thing I sought, the one thing I wanted to live for, God has lavished on me," she said. She saw clearly how much her son had now given himself to God, completely made that conversion. And she died just a few days later. Her son, of course, would live some time longer and would become Bishop of Hippo and the great theologian he became and doctor of the church. He wrote extensively of the faith. You can find his whole conversion story. He spells it out himself in his Confessions, a beautiful work. In any case, we see here that complete, first searching the truth, but taking a little while to find it completely, and then taking a little bit longer, you say, yes, this is the direction I have to go. Took a little movement of grace there, but it worked. But that's exactly what God is calling each and every one of us to. The truth, first of all. Because God himself is the truth. And once we find that, we have found everything. You see, and then we must follow completely. We are doing that, then we are ready for when our time comes. And then we can follow the great Saint Augustine, his great saintly mother, Saint Monica, and all of the saints into complete, total union with God in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.